NPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. A measure requiring Colorado schools to stop using American Indian mascots is headed for a final vote in the House. The bill says if public schools don't stop using the mascots, they will be fined $25,000 a month starting next summer. Democratic sponsor Adrian Benavidez calls mascots like the Lamar Savages dehumanizing.
They perpetuate negative stereotypes of America's first people and contribute to a disregard for the personhood of Native Americans.
Some opponents say the fines are too steep. Schools that have an agreement with a tribe to use an American Indian mascot are exempt. A heat wave is sweeping through western Colorado. Grand Junction has highs in the 90s for at least the next week. Tomorrow could reach 100. National Weather Service meteorologist Aaron Walter says be cautious in the heat.
The biggest concern is this is early season and folks could be caught off guard if they're outside for a long duration in the middle of the day.
Grand Junction area is 8 to 10 degrees warmer than normal. Drought conditions continue to improve. The U.S. Drought Monitor map has the eastern half of Colorado as drought-free, but it's a different story west of the Continental Divide. Extreme and exceptional drought continues in San Miguel, Mesa, and Moffat counties, which could lead to large wildfires and low stream flow. Denver's at 81 degrees, Grand Junction 91. This is CPR News.